Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Economists and financial consultants for years have been preaching that globalism is the wave of the future, and anyone who wants to survive in business must ride its surfboard or drown. All of a sudden, Business Week is having second thoughts. The voice of business now says that the United States is no longer the captain of our fate because globalism has overwhelmed Washington's ability to control the economy. As recently as 10 years ago, the United States could set our course for economic growth by tax and spending decisions made by our elected representatives, but no more. By many traditional criteria, our economy is doing great. Unemployment, inflation, and interest rates are low. The stock market is high, and goods are cheaper than ever. But real wages for many U.S. workers are down over the past 5 years and have stagnated for others. Business Week now admits that our weak wage growth is driven by competition from cheap labor in Asia, and that Congress is virtually powerless to make any significant difference. The effects of globalization are not equal. Globalization particularly depresses the wages of the middle class. In the Franklin D. Roosevelt era of the 1930s, conventional wisdom was that socialism, based on government spending to deal with all problems, was the wave of the future. Even Richard Nixon famously said, "We are all Keynesians now." Fortunately, such nonsense died with Watergate and was replaced by Reaganomics and its assumption that government is the problem, not the solution. Now the fashion is to promote globalism as our inevitable future. But that means world socialism, because any free market requires a government to regulate and enforce its rules and contracts. Business Week seems to concede this when it reports that some are now toying with the creation of global institutions to govern the world economy.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Eagle Forum has prepared a powerful video featuring Jesse Helms, John Ashcroft, and Pat Buchanan on how the United States is losing its sovereignty. For a copy of this TV report, call 1-800-726-8096. See the forces working against a strong America. Call 1-800-726-8096 for information. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment.
This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says a fine is a tax for doing wrong. A tax is a fine for doing well.
Derry Brownfield!
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is the second day of January, and it is now 2008. And the 2nd of January always seems to hold a little bit of, nostalgia, I guess, for me, because it was on this day, 35 years ago, and I know exactly where I was sitting and what I was doing at this time. It was 35 years ago, January the 2nd, 1973, that I made my first broadcast on the Brownfield Network. We started with 9 radio stations. I made my first broadcast at 6:05, January the 2nd, 1973, and I've made several broadcasts since then. But anyway, things have changed. Looking back here, I see where the Dow Friday closed at 13,000, almost 13,200, and how times have changed over these last 35 years. In 1956, I bought a home. It was a little two-bedroom home, full basement. Actually, there was a garage in the basement. You could drive your car in the basement. And it was not a new house. It was a used house, but it was a nice little house. And I gave for that nice little house $6,200 and paid 6% interest on it. I said $6,200, not $62,000, $6,200. And interestingly enough, the bank would not loan me the money without I had a cosigner. Couldn't buy the house without a cosigner. Now, here it is, the year 2008, Countrywide, AmeriQuest have made a lot of bad loans, along with many other loaning agencies. August the 31st, this past summer, Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, met with the President of the United States, and the Fed had intervened in providing a massive short-term liquidity to preserve the banking system. Now, if the banks had have made everybody like I was made to do, get a cosigner from somebody that's got everything paid for, they wouldn't have this trouble. Cavuto on Fox, most financial planners say that what President George W. says, recent disturbances in the subprime mortgage industry are modest in relation to the size of our economy. I hear that all the time. Every time the bulls and the bears come on and argue these things, they say, oh, but it's just a small percentage. Back in 1980s, the early 80s, I was broadcasting regularly with farm news and farm information, and farmers were going bankrupt, and banks were going under, the small country banks, because they had so many agricultural loans that couldn't be paid. Interest had gone to 20%. And I said almost daily back in those days, you know, you think your bank is insured by the FDIC, that's a Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. I said, and this was back 25 years ago, they have less than 2% of the amount that they're insured for. In other words, the FDIC, if they would have started bailing out these banks, they would not have had enough money to have done it. So what happened was the banks, they merged. So the big banks bought out the little ones. Now, that happened back in the 1980s. But now it's the big banks that are in trouble. The other day I was visiting with Craig Smith. He's going to be on the program here in a matter of minutes. And he talked about the being too big to fail. TBTF, too big to fail. Well, these banks aren't too big to fail because some of them would be failing if they were not going to overseas investments. In other words, for example, right here, I just saw this morning. Let me see if I can. I've got so much stuff here I can't even keep up with it. They call these sovereign wealth funds. And sovereign wealth funds, some of these countries, such as China and Japan to a point, but not as big as China, and then the oil-rich countries have so much money they don't know what to do with it. They call that sovereign wealth fund. So they're coming over here, they're going to Great Britain, and they're buying property. I'm not talking about buying treasury bonds anymore. I'm talking about buying banks. And that's exactly what is happening here. Let me see here. What did I do with it? It's on. Jeff, I'm going to have a secretary work in here with me on a daily basis. I've either lost it or I don't know what I did with it. But anyway, we see now that Abu Dhabi, for example, Abu Dhabi was buying right at 5% of Citigroup, gave $7.5 billion for it. And what I was looking for today, here it is, holding it in my hand. That's why I couldn't find it. Morgan Stanley has revealed a bigger-than-expected write-down of assets and sold a $5 billion stake to a Chinese sovereign wealth fund. In other words, China has come in there and bought right at 10% of Morgan Stanley. Bought it. That would help replenish the capital. These big banks are in just as much trouble as our little farm banks were back in the 1980s. The little farm banks, little agricultural banks back in the 80s, and there was a gobbin, a bunch of them in Iowa, in Missouri, in Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, in the Dakotas. They were purchased by bigger banks. The bigger banks today are having at least as much trouble as the smaller banks did back in those days, and now the only place they can get money is selling it to foreigners. Sometimes not foreign investors, but foreign governments. Now let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
And we have returned. Just talking about the fractional banking system that we have here in the United States, banks can loan out 10 times more money than they actually have cash with which to do it. And they've been doing this in a fairly reckless basis. And it's not only the banks in the United States. I see where the Federal Reserve System is in some trouble. The Bank of England is also in trouble, as is the European Central Bank. And much of it is because of this fractional banking and not making people that buy homes get a cosigner, so to speak. I have with me today a good friend of ours. He's a regular on this show. And Craig Smith, who is president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. That's 1-800-BUYCOIN. Craig.
Good morning, Derry, and Happy New Year to you.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. Why don't we hear any of this? First of all, do you believe what I'm saying here is true?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, let me refresh your memory, because we normally visit the first of every month. In November, we talked about this. We talked about the gutter sovereign wealth fund and how they were taking part of their $50 billion and getting out of dollars and starting to buy real assets. We talked about in December, the 1st of December, the Chinese, the Vietnamese, Abu Dhabi that you just mentioned, Djibouti, and many of the other sovereign wealth funds moving out of dollars, buying American assets. So I'm proud to say that the people that listen to Derry Brownfield and the Common Sense Coalition, they've been hearing this for the last 3 months because you and I have been talking about it.
Hey, we've been talking about it for the last 3 years.
Right.
It's coming to a head now, but we've been discussing this over-indebtedness that this nation and individuals within this nation have had.
Oh, absolutely. All I'm saying is we've been talking about it overall for years, but we've now seen the movement of money out of these funds, out of dollars, into real assets. And so now it's no longer theory, Derry. It's actually happening. And I love the analogy that you make of the small banks being in trouble and now the big banks being in trouble, which ultimately will end up with the ultimate big bank being in trouble, which is the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department of the United States of America. Because the big problem now, Derry, is if all these funds start using reserves that they've had to buy real assets, the Treasury's going to have to make good on all this money that they've lent out. The Fed's going to have to make good on it. And that being said, there's only one place we can get the money now, Derry. We have to print it. And that's why today the stock market's down another 150 points. The euro is soaring against the dollar. Gold is up 25 bucks today, Derry, to $858. Oil is a couple ticks away from $100 a barrel. And we're one headline away from a major economic crisis in America. Now, everybody can act like everything's fine and all the voices on Wall Street act like everything's okay. But you just outlined the underlying foundations of this system, Derry, that are now starting to show massive stress cracks. And in my opinion, the bridge is getting ready to collapse.
And, you know, you mentioned the Federal Reserve System. I mentioned earlier the Bank of England as well as the European Central Banks. I mean, this is a worldwide situation as far as the banks are concerned. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Dan Insurance. Call 800-479-0853 for details.
And we have returned, visiting today with Craig Smith, president and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, I want to talk to our listeners very quickly about marginal banking, because I think that's the big problem we have here is the way we bank, not only in this country, but in most nations that that use the banking system that we use, which is, of course, Europe and England and et cetera. But anyway, I was on the bank board back in the 1980s. I sat on the board for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, something like that, until the bank sold. And I decided that wasn't a good thing to do, was to stay on the bank board. And by the way, people that are on bank boards don't realize how much they are required to do in case the banks do get in trouble. But anyway, we were collateralized. This was a little old country bank. We were collateralized at 10%. In other words, we didn't loan out any more than 10% of the collateral we had in the bank. And I remember the night the Federal Examiner was there and met with the board. He said we were too conservative. We needed to make more loans. Now, for every dollar that there is of shareholders' capital or collateral on the balance sheet, the bank can loan out 10 more dollars. And so it's on a 10-to-1 ratio. But here in the last few years, and this goes back to the 80s, they told us, oh, you know, don't worry about that 10-to-1 ratio. You guys are too conservative here. And so the bank started just loaning money without having any collateral at all to speak of to back it. And it looks to me like this is what's gotten us into a lot of the trouble that we're in today, Craig.
Oh, absolutely, Derry. I mean, you just hit the nail on the head. And Derry, you remember, because we talked about it a couple of years ago, where we used to joke about it on the program, DieTech.com, borrow 150% of your home's value. And so people had just theoretically, you know, a $300,000 home, and they borrowed, you know, $400,000 against it, and now the home's worth $200,000, and they can't make their payments. I mean, it's a mess, Derry, and you're right. Fractional banking has got us where we are today. But here's the bigger problem, and see, that's one of the symptoms, but that's not the disease. Here's the disease that's going to kill us, Derry. We now hear all the talk about the Chinese have $1.4 trillion in reserves, but nobody's talking about the $3.5 trillion that the Gulf region has, the oil-producing nations have in reserves. The Abu Dhabis, the Djiboutis, the Qatar funds. I mean, all these funds, these sovereign wealth funds overseas that are getting ready to buy real stuff. And what that means is they'll buy 5 or 10% of Citigroup or J.P. Morgan or potentially other companies in America versus buying land that the Japanese bought. And when we were on break, I thought about this quote from Thomas Jefferson. And tell me this doesn't size it all up, Derry. If the American people, this is Thomas Jefferson, one of your founding fathers, listeners, if the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation and then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. Derry, if that's not prophetic, you tell me what is.
Yeah, he knew exactly what he was talking about. And I visited with a rancher the other day that has been very, very successful and manages money about as good as anyone I know. And he said, you know, he said the sheep don't need the wolves. He said they get along real nice without wolves.
Yeah, that's true.
The wolves need the sheep. And he was referring here to the international, the central bankers, which our founding father said, hey, we don't want central bankers. We don't need them. But they needed us, and we let them sneak in during the Federal Reserve Act under Woodrow Wilson, and they're doing exactly what who'd you say said that wasn't Benjamin?
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson said, yeah, they're depriving our children of their homes.
Absolutely, and I mean, many bankers have made the comment that sheep were made to shear, and I mean, we're starting to see that happen in the worst way we could ever imagine, Derry, and that's why I know people for years have been saying, oh, well, you just say what you say because you sell gold for a living. No, the underlying foundation that this system is built on is built on sand, Derry. You know it, and I know it. The founding fathers warned us against it. I mean, do you know there's a word now, Derry, that America is suffering from? It's called pleonexia. Have you ever heard that word?
No.
Pleonexia is the unquenchable appetite for greed. Now, isn't that interesting? It's a Greek word from pleonexia.
Okay, that goes right along with the bulls make money, the bears make money, and the hogs get butchered.
Absolutely correct. And think about it. The old robber barons, we've always had robber barons, they brought something to the country. They brought us oil, or they brought us building, or they brought us, like Thomas Edison wasn't really a robber baron, but he was a very wealthy guy. He brought us electricity and light bulbs and all that kind of stuff. The robber barons of today, short of maybe a few guys like Bill Gates, bring nothing to the equation. They just take. We have CEOs that make, you know, $24 million a year while their corporations lose $1 billion. The system is upside down, Derry, and the point is the world is starting to recognize it. The world is starting to recognize the dollar is not sound as a dollar anymore. And, I mean, Derry, we are sitting at 28-year highs on gold, and the predictions are that this is going to look cheap years from now. $850 gold is going to look cheap 5 years from now. We've got people that are saying $1,600 gold is in the equation for calendar year 2008. You got some people saying $2,700. So while we can talk about this, until the American people wake up, I mean, if you don't see it now, Derry, and I know you do, but if the people don't see it now...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Craig Smith with Swiss America Trading. For years, you've heard me on the Derry Brownfield Show talk about the issues that we face in this country. Debt, deficits, trade imbalances. Well, guess what? All those things are starting to come to a head, not just here in America, but across the world. Central banks that have been issuing credit instead of money for years are now finding themselves in a credit crunch. Corporations that depend on borrowing are finding themselves in a credit crunch. The world is awash with money, yet nobody seems to be able to get their hands on money. Isn't that an interesting phenomena? Well, it's not to us who have followed this. For years, we have been telling the American people that the foundation that underlies our international monetary system and the U.S. monetary system is built on false promises. That's why, for years, we've advocated that 5 to 15% of your portfolio should be diversified into gold. Today, as we speak, gold is up $25 on the day. It looks like $860 gold will be here by the end of the week. That means one thing. Your buying power of your U.S. dollar is losing pace against all other foreign currencies. But amidst all that bad news, there's good news. There's hope in the midst of this for retired people, for income earners, for college level people, and even young people. And that is by putting a small portion of gold away in your portfolio. However, most people don't understand gold. They don't understand the ways to own gold, how gold operates, why gold is important for a portfolio. That's why we at Swiss America, about 6 months ago, endeavored in one of the greatest projects we've ever been involved in. We put together a 30-minute classroom presentation called Gold 101. It's on a DVD. We have a little manual that goes with it. You put it in your DVD player. You give us a half hour of your time, and in the privacy of your home, we actually teach you about gold. We teach you about the money system. We teach you the best ways to own gold. We teach you what affects gold going up and what affects it going down. We talk about how your long-term dollar will not have the buying power tomorrow that it has today. We talk about how you can own gold in an IRA. If you'd like to get a copy of that DVD and learn about gold, simply call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. If you're out on the tractor or in the car, just remember 800-BUY-COIN, B-U-Y-C-O-I-N. Tell them you're listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. You'd like a complimentary copy of the DVD and booklet, Gold 101. There's a little form in the back of the book that you can actually take a little test at the end, fill in the numbers, and actually plan your future with a strong basis of gold. Call us today, 1-800-BUY-COIN.
We have returned, and you made a comment during your commercial break there about the world is awash with money. But is it really awash with money? depending upon how you define money, because much of what people thinks money are just pieces of paper that have no backing whatsoever.
That's right, Derry. Money is no longer money. It's credit. And that's the point I made in the commercial that just ran. We no longer use money in our system. We use credit. And there's a credit crunch. And yet we hear that there are trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars out there, but the only people that have them are everybody other than Americans. We have borrowed so much money to live this extravagant lifestyle that we have. We don't have any of the money. It's all been lent out to other people. And other people are saying, okay, you want that money back? Well, we don't want more pieces of paper. We want real things. So I'll tell you what. Let's give me some of your companies. Give me some of your land. Give me some of your natural resources. Derry, it's a very, very critical time we are as a country. Think about it in these terms. You know my company, Swiss America. Let's say I borrow $100,000 from you, Derry, and I can't pay you back. And now I'm tapped out. And you say, well, Craig, I don't want another IOU from you. I want a portion of your corporation. I want to own a piece of who you are. Well, I might have to do that in order to make good with you, and now you have an influence in that corporation. And some of my profits go to Derry Brownfield versus going to the Smith family. We're experiencing that in the world now, Derry. The world is no longer going to sell their oil to us for dollars. The world is no longer going to continue to lend us money, $2.3 billion a day, unless we're willing to give them real collateral, like you talked about at the beginning of the show. What is that collateral? It's going to be our corporations, our natural resources. And look, this isn't the end of the world, but we have an election coming up. And if we put the wrong, God help this nation, if we put a socialist like Hillary Clinton in the White House, at a time like this, it will be an absolute nightmare, Derry. And that's why I'm telling people right now, all you can do is hedge your bets. All you can do is take a defensive posture. Right after this program, Derry, I've made a decision this morning. I'm pulling all my money once again out of the stock market. You know, I went back in for quite a while. I'm going to keep a very small amount in there because I always stay diversified. But I'm going to pull a hunk of my retirement funds out of mutual funds right now because I'm very uncomfortable about the market. And I remember a guy in Missouri, I won't mention his name, Derry, but you know who I'm talking about, who put away some gold years ago and paid, I don't know, $300 and some odd an ounce for the gold. Today that gold's worth $858 an ounce, Derry. I mean, and you're going to hear more stories like this going forward. It's inevitable now. And I hate to sound so glib about it, Derry, but I've told people that this was going to happen. I mean, this one fellow I'm thinking of, you know, he put about $9,000 worth of gold away. It's worth over $23,000 right now. So,
But if we cashed it in, if it was cashed in today, it wouldn't buy any more than what the $9,000 would have back at that time.
You're absolutely correct, Darian.
I talked to a friend of mine just a while ago. We're talking about it's going to be corn planting time here one of these days. And I said, what? And this guy, he always buys his diesel fuel ahead of time. He buys his fertilizer ahead of time. And he said, last year anhydrous ammonia cost $420 a ton. He says, I had to give $650 a ton for it this week.
Jeez.
And he says, they're talking about it going to at least $700 a ton by corn planting time. He says, we were making more money at $2 a bushel by far than we made last year at $4 a bushel.
Derry, you just gave the perfect analysis of why you have to own gold. Because think about it. Let's say that farmer had put some gold away, 1 year's worth of fertilizer and gold. He could now cash out that gold, and he'd still be even with the board. But if he had that money sitting in a bank account, he's in big trouble. And, Derry, I got to tell you, I mean, what I do is so simple because it's worked for hundreds of years. But Americans are suckers for Madison Avenue advertising. They hear fancy commercials. They hear fancy, you know, widgets like derivatives and all this other stuff. They get stung with that pleonexia disease. They want to get rich quick. And next thing you know, they're sucked into a financial vortex that they can't get out of. Look, we will get through this. We're a great nation. But this is a time where we need steady leadership. We need sound thinking in Washington. And we need an American people that are willing to tighten their belts and sacrifice a little bit. If we don't do that, this nation's headed for a very rough patch here, Derry. This is very uncertain times. You got Pakistan coming apart at the seams with 100 nuclear weapons handy. Kenya's having riots after their political election. Nigerian rebels are attacking again today. That's why oil's up $2.50 a barrel today. You are literally, Derry, one headline away from a major financial crisis in the world. And that's why I'm telling people, you better be prepared for it.
And I think you made a good comment there when you said in the world, because it's not just America. As I mentioned earlier in this program, we see it happening, although you don't hear about it in the news. You see it happening with the Bank of England. You see it happening with the European central banks.
That's right.
And it's going to be a world situation. I've received an email from someone in Europe not too long ago. Jeff, you might remember getting that, and he says, we pray for America every night because, he said, whatever happens, he said, you are our only hope because we're having our own problems here, and if American banks fail, it's going to hit Europe for sure. Now, we talk about how the dollar dropped as compared to the euro. But what has the euro done? It has also dropped. Now, I was not familiar with that until just the other day. I've been doing quite a bit of research on this over the past. I've had two or three days. It was almost zero here this morning, and you don't get out and do things in the backyard that you normally would. So I've done a little research on this. But even in Europe, the Germans now are saying they want to go back to the Deutschmark. I forget they did a poll over there. A high percentage of them are not happy with the euro because the euro has lost its value.
That's right. The euro has dropped precipitously against the British pound, Derry.
Yeah, but against what it would buy. You
right.
See what I'm saying? Just forget the world sure. currencies and say, hey, this euro, you know, I could have bought a new car with so right. many euros today. I can't do anything with that same money today.
Derry, and we're seeing this happen in Saudi Arabia with the rial. You're seeing it happen in the United Arab Emirates with the dirham. I mean, we are starting to export our inflation because everybody is pegged to the dollar. And that's why these nations are saying, look, you created this inflation. Don't try and export it to us to have our people have to deal with it in loss of buying power. This is your responsibility. And if you have the dirham and the rial and some of these Gulf nation currencies remove their peg to the U.S. dollar, Derry, it's going to be I know you're going to think I'm nuts, but I'll predict $250 a barrel oil and at least $5 or $6 at the pump if they remove their peg within 5 years of the time they remove that peg.
You know, the news media, and I caught this on, I believe it was on CNN just the other day, they're talking about $4 a gallon gasoline during the year 2008. Hey, let's go to the telephones here. George in Florida. Hi, George, you're on the air.
I have some. Before I ask my question, I was sitting there reading something about Henry Ford, and I kind of see some kind of implosion in a corporation happening, and that is that the corporations forgot that the very employees that they employ, that they're not giving the employees raises, that they're also their customers, and I kind of see an implosion because they forgot who their customers were. And also, too, the question is, like, Alan Greenspan, I know, like, back in the late 90s, towards millennium, he sort of, like, raised the interest rates to sort of, like, keep the dollar in check because of he wanted to bring the economy in for a soft landing. But you look like back when Carter left office, interest rate was at 20% just to keep the dollar stable. Am I right?
Yes, in essence, but keep in mind that the Fed is really in a pickle right now. They cannot raise interest rates without destroying the already crippled housing market and without killing the Wall Street folks. So they've got to keep interest rates low. While they do that, they continue to put downward pressure on the dollar. And this is why all these nations are going, hey, you guys bite the bullet. Don't make us bite the bullet. And that's why I'm terrified. Well, I won't say terrified, but I'm very concerned about the peg being removed from the dollar. It's funny you bring Henry Ford into the equation, because Henry Ford once said it was well enough that the American people of the nation don't understand our banking and monetary system. For if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning. Henry Ford, Thomas Jefferson, you know, men from years past knew this was going to happen. They warned us. They begged the American people not to do this. But we, The American people wanted all the luxury. We wanted all the money. We wanted to have, you know, this opulent lifestyle that we live. And now we're paying the price for it. And quite frankly, in some cases, I don't have any sympathy for certain people. People that played by the rules and did the right things. My heart breaks that it's happened to these people because it's not fair. But that's the type of politicians that we have in Washington now. And hopefully this election cycle, it will change.
Okay, let's take another break. Thanks for the call, George. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Craig, do you know who Ambrose Evans Pritchard is?
I know him very well. He's actually written for our newsletter. He's with the London Telegraph.
Okay. You see, London Telegraph, you have to go overseas to get the information. There was a good article in the Jerusalem Post the other day saying the same thing. But let me quote what Pritchard had to say here. He said the central banks, and we're talking about the world banks now, we're talking about the European banks, he says the central banks continue to splash their cash over the system, just exactly what the Federal Reserve System has done here in the United States. He says $20 billion here, $20 billion there, and a lush half trillion from the European Central Bank. He says buckets of liquidity are being splashed over the North Atlantic banking system so far with meager or fleeting effects. You do not hear that on CNN or on Fox's Bulls and Bears. They never mention any of these things.
No, you're absolutely right, but we do mention it on the Common Sense Coalition. You probably remember back in our October meeting, Derry, it was right after the Fed had reduced interest rates in September. Remember, I told you for the first time in the history of our relationship with Saudi Arabia, the Saudi Arabian banks did not cut rates in lockstep with us. Remember we talked about that?
Okay.
Okay, you're now starting to see the central banks of the world that used to basically work in unison with the Fed saying, we're not going down the road you guys are going down anymore. You guys have shown us that you are willing to basically sell your children's future out, and you're not taking us with you for the ride. And that's why, you know, Derry, I don't want to call it a hatred, but I got such an anger for what we've allowed to have happen in Washington. I know we, the people, send these bums to Washington, but we have taken the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we've hawked its future. Now, it's not too late. If in this election cycle you had a president that had a backbone to say, I don't care what the New York Times says about me, I'm going to fight terrorism. I don't care what the New York Times says about me, other than the military, I'm going to start cutting spending. Okay, we're not going to feed every person that doesn't want to work. We're not going to give health care to every person. I mean, this whole idea of these government handouts, are we nuts, Derry? I mean, have we lost our collective minds? We can't afford it. Foreign aid. I mean, I go right through the group here, Derry. We can afford to only spend money on keeping a military so we can protect ourselves. Short of that, we need to have a slash and burn mentality in Congress. We need to get our trade deficits underlined. We need to secure our border, and we need to start to plan for the future. If we don't do this, Derry, I'm telling you, within two decades, we're going to be, and I know this sounds terribly escapist. I almost wish I shouldn't say I wish I didn't have children, but I feel bad for my children because, Derry, probably a lot of it you and I are not going to see. But years to come, if we stay on this path, it's going to be ugly in this nation. I'm just telling you.
You know, I don't think, I think your timing is off. It's different from mine. I think you and I are very, very possibly going to see things happen. And it looks to me like it's happening faster than anybody realizes. I mean, I'll just be 76 next month, or this month. But I intend to be around when the stuff hits the fan, because it's a hitting it right now, and people just don't realize it. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special feeder cattle and calf sale this coming Monday, that's January the 7th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. A very high percentage, in fact, the bulk of the sales will have been weaned and completely preconditioned, many of them carrying the white tags. Richardson family will be selling 150 head of black and black Baldy and Charley crossbreds weighing from 400 to 5 1/4. Fields Farm is coming in with a 50-head string, and Crandall Farms will also be selling a 50-head string. Now, both lots are black and black Baldy Charley crosses weighing in the fours. Jerry Kuhn has consigned 50-head of fancy 5-weight Angus, and Tim Blanchard will be in with a 40-head consignment. Donald Derricky, David Pfeiffer, and Chris Taylor each have a nice consignment of black and black Baldies and some Angus. They weigh in the fives. That's for the special feeder cattle and calf sale. It'll be coming up this Monday. That is January the 7th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Friends, it's no longer acceptable to sit by and hand over your property to just any bureaucrat who thinks they have more rights to your property than you do. But what's the answer? Well, here's Paragon Foundation's Executive Director, G.B. Oliver.
What we're trying to do, Derry, is we've talked about the things that we're involved in here, but we teach people how to hold their local elected officials accountable. And what happens to you is we've talked that the federal government has no jurisdiction and no authority over you, but they come in and through grants to your state, as grants to your county officials or your sheriff department and everything, they usurp that power from those people, because when they sign and they take that money, all of a sudden they've relinquished their authority and they've given it to these federal entities. So what we're going to teach people is, how do you hold that local elected official accountable, whether it's sheriff, your county commissioner, or whoever it is?
Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org. And we have returned. We're in the home stretch here. I want to, as I said, over the weekend, I've had a little time to do some research. This comes from the Jerusalem Post. And as I mentioned a while ago, you mentioned that this Pritchard fellow was from overseas, et cetera. You don't get the information here that the foreigners know more about us than we do. But Bill Gross, the Jerusalem Post quotes Bill Gross, who's the largest manager of bond funds in the world.
Yep,
Gross said the banking system is breaking down. Had he written that in December 2006, his colleagues would have had no option but to force him to retire. He says, you can't just write about breakdown of the banking system. Banking systems are the blood vessels and oxygen of a modern economy. They don't break down. And if we are witnessing that it happened, we should be horrified, petrified, and aghast. Some of us are. This week, the European Central Bank pumped into the European monetary system no less than $500 billion in one shot. He said the sheer amount of money is inconceivable evidence that the banking system, in this case that of Europe, but ultimately all the nations and regional systems, are interlinked. It's a most terrible state.
You bet. And, Derry, think about this. We just came through the Christmas season. A lot of people watch the old famous Jimmy Stewart movie, It's a Wonderful Life. Remember what happened when people lost their confidence in George Bailey? They wanted their money out of that bank, didn't they? And this whole system revolves around confidence. This Jerusalem Post article was right. Bill Gross couldn't have said it without literally being shot. And now you've got people, when they start having a confidence crisis, we are going to be in big trouble. I mean, Derry, look, we used to make, 40% of all American jobs in the 50s and 60s were manufacturing jobs. Today, that's 10%. We're exporting everything. We're even trying to export our inflation. Now the world has said no mas, and that's why this new gold, this Gold 101 DVD that we're offering at Swiss is so critical. I just hope people call us at 800-289-2646 and get a copy of it, because it's really necessary right now.
The DVD, Gold 101, it's a 30-minute DVD, and Craig can put it in your mailbox all free of charge. Just say, hey, you heard this when Craig was on the Derry Brownfield Show. Are you there, Craig?
Yeah, I sure am.
We still have a minute and a half
left.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Ahead. Yeah, yeah.
They reset my clocks in here, and I thought, uh-oh, I'm running over, and
no,
I'm
going to
be in trouble with JT,
No, you're fine. You're fine.
No, and look, Derry, we're a great nation. We will get through some of this, but I got to tell you, I don't know how you feel about the election. Sometime I like to come on with you and just talk about the elections. This is a critical election, Derry. We need a real leader right now.
Well, we don't have any running for president that's allowed to speak.
No, you got that right.
We have several people that would make a good president, I think, but they shun him, put him back. Alan Keyes is one. Ron Paul is another.
Duncan Hunter.
But they just won't. Well, they won't give them a chance to even. To even get on television. The other day I watched on CNN News, and they talked about how Ron Paul was not going to be allowed to debate in the Republican debates on, I don't remember, maybe
it was Fox and ABC, both.
Right. They showed a picture of him, but he was with other people. They didn't even say, this is Ron Paul. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't
want to
even mention the fact that we do have people out there that are, I had a thing the other day, the 10 reasons why we should not vote for Ron Paul, and I read them on the air, and every one of those reasons is why I would vote for, and will vote for Ron Paul.
Right, well, Ron Paul's got some great ideas. I'm not real keen on his blame America and the whole idea that we caused 9/11 and stuff, but when it comes to the banking system and how to cut spending, I'm with him 100%.
Well, and he is the only politician that, to my knowledge, has ever introduced legislation that would overturn Roe versus Wade, yet the right to life people, they don't even back him.
Yeah, I think it's that whole idea that they just don't want to support somebody they think's going to lose, which... we know what third-party candidates do. It puts people like Bill Clinton in the White House. We can thank Ross Perot for
that. But it didn't make any difference, my knowledge, whether we had Bill or George. It didn't seem to make much difference. And we are totally, absolutely, 100% totally out of time. So we're just going to let Roy and Dale sing Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until... Happy trails.
about the clouds if we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.